in the garden. Time for the clearing, the mowing, the sowing. Tidy the shed space and sharpen the tools. Clear out the old leaves, the old slush, the debris. Mow the lawn, possibly, and hoe out the weeds. Time for the hard work, the pruning, deadheading. Time for seed catalogues and bulbs and repairs. Hold on to patience, a gardener knows waiting. The beds are done wintering. Let seeds dream the way.
What do you like to grow?
I like to grow potatoes, which seems quite miraculous to me that you can plant half a rotten potato in the ground and then suddenly you have this crop of potatoes, and that to me is mind-boggling. I'll never get used to that, ever.
The cherry tree. Once there was a young man with a green garden. In the middle of the garden was a cherry tree, which every spring was covered in delicate pink blossom. One warm, scent-filled night, the gardener had a dream in which a loud, clear voice spoke to him. "Go to London Bridge." He woke up, startled. The voice seemed so real and compelling, so that very morning he set out for the city. In those days, London Bridge was a busy place, packed with stalls and stands. All day the gardener stood amongst the bustling crowds, but nothing happened. Then, just as he was leaving, his path was suddenly blocked by a smartly dressed merchant who demanded to know what business he had on London Bridge. The gardener told of his dream, but before he could finish, the merchant laughed mockingly. "How foolish! It wasn't dreaming that got me where I am in life. Why, just last night I had a dream about a cherry tree in a garden with treasure underneath. But do you think I'm going to waste my precious time looking for that?" The merchant never got a reply. The gardener hurried home as fast as he could and carefully began to dig underneath the blossoming cherry tree. Sure enough, hidden within its old roots, he found a box of treasure. But what that treasure was, well, that's up to you to imagine for yourself.
What do you look forward to in spring?
Easter egg.
Well, the Easter bunny comes round to give us chocolate.
Easter. With feasts after Lenting come leaps and fertility. There's always something to celebrate, new births and beginnings. And with all life a nesting, let's remember how we met when we too were young.
Eggs and nests. The skylark. One springing morning, a skylark rose up on her ladder of song above a little orchard where a pig was tied to a tree. The old boar looked up with small squinting eyes to grunt loudly at the frivolous bird. "Why do you fly so high and sing so loud and long when no one down here gives a fig for your song?" The lark fluttered even higher and then replied, "I sing because it's spring and the sun is shining and because, unlike you, I'm not tethered to a tree."